That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. It has been yet another action-packed week here at Summit Physician and Executive Search. And for those of you that are not familiar with us, we are a nationwide healthcare recruiting firm, and we cover just about every specialty and executive level C-suite that you could possibly need for your organization. And I am here today with the one and only Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter. How are you, Chuck?
Doing good, Doug. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm fantastic. I'm Doug Dayton. I'm the CMO King, and I am excited about all of the things that we have to talk about on today's episode. I know that we have done a couple of back-to-back episodes on radiology, but man, Chuck, it seems like everything is hopping in radiology right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's an understatement, Doug. I tell you, it's we've been doing a lot of remote, getting a lot of remote positions, and you know, in doing so, of the big, you know, the big thing is, you know, everybody needs interventional as well.
Yeah, that's been one of the, I mean, people always need interventional radiologists, but man, if you are an interventional radiologist, we more than likely have a job in an area that you are interested in right now. I think of a dozen interventional radiology opportunities that have popped up just in the past 14 days.
Right, for sure. And, you know, what we can kind of bring to the table on that is we have all the details, and we can, you know, what we do is not rocket science, but we can certainly, you know, save you some time and you know, get you in front of the right practices and that sort of thing.
You know, Chuck, we were actually kind of just joking about this for those of y'all that don't you know, tune in regularly to our broadcast. We have fun on the show, but man, I'll tell you, if for those of you that have not worked with a recruiter before, it's a good idea, especially if you have an urgent need in your organization, to utilize a recruiter. We were just joking about it. When we initiate a search and have a discovery call with an organization, typically we start the relationship dealing with either the CEO of the group or the hospital or one of the high-level physicians. And then at different times, they might have someone else that is handling the search, and they think, man, we've got a great opportunity. We're posting it in all these places, but we're not getting any traction. We're not getting any candidates that are coming in. But we get involved in the search, and it's almost humorous. Like, we will literally try to get a hold of people, and then, you know, the people that are responsible for contacting the physicians don't. I mean, Chuck, you were just telling some of the experiences that you've recently had, too.
Well, this is like we've said in previous episodes. I mean, this is a candidate-driven market. I mean, you know, radiologists and physicians are, you know, they function and operate at a high level. And
they do.
You know, they're not going to go to these job boards for the most part and, you know, fill out an application, submit it to, you know, the person that's getting the application, and
sure,
wait for the phone call. I mean, they're just not going to do it.
No, I know that earlier you'd mentioned this, really, when you're dealing with doctors, it's a lot more like NFL draft.
Yeah, it is. That's, you know, we're basically like sports agents for the healthcare industry. And, you know, sure, you know, there's positions that, you know, that the job boards are good for, but these, you know, these folks, you know, guys and gals, they're just, you know, they're high level people, and they, you know, want to be and deserve to be treated like it.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you don't respect your own time, how can you expect other people to? And realistically, most of these folks have gone to school for a dozen years. They are working 60 plus hours a week, and you know, they don't got time to spend 45 minutes or filling out an online application for something that they may or may not even be interested in. So I think that one of the things that we bring to the table as a headhunting firm is we spend time getting to know not just the candidates, but we spend time getting to know the organizations.
Both sides.
Yeah, both sides. And we really only try to Find a good fit for your opportunity. We're not going to try to be Team Ramrod and shove a candidate down your throat and stick a square peg into a round hole.
No, we've always been, you know, it's got to be good for, you know, for both parties. I mean, just, you know, it has to work for the, you know, for the candidate as well as the, you know, the employer.
Sure. Well, and I know that we've had, I mean, Chuck, I have probably talked to a dozen more organizations this week that need radiologists, not just remote, but interventional guys on site. Great opportunities in metro areas on the East Coast, metro areas on the West Coast. If you are an interventional radiologist and you are even remotely considering jobs, reach out to us. You can reach us at 817-483-4300 at any time, or go to our website, hiresps.com or summitexec.com, XEC. And we will definitely get you plugged in. I know that one of the things, as we've been doing a lot of the radiology opportunities recently, for those of you that don't know, we have a lot of contacts that are RPAs and rad techs too. So if you need not just physician level help, but mid-level help, and you know, on the executive side, if you need some C-suite help, we can definitely help you find candidates that would be interested in your opportunities. But if you are a candidate that is looking, maybe you've got a non-compete clause. Chuck, we were actually having a great conversation about that earlier. What are you seeing with the different non-compete clauses right now?
Well, so, you know, 6 months back, the, you know, we would, you know, looking at these longer, you know, for the longest time, you know, an out clause was 90 days.
Yeah. I mean, like for the last 20 years.
Yeah. And then they kind of, you know, just, you know, whatever, kind of went to 180, and that's just a long time. You know, I get it. You know, it kind of keeps someone there until they can get someone else or not. But, you know, those are just, you know, that they used to matter.
For real.
In this market, it doesn't, I mean, you know, a radiologist, if they were to give their notice, they definitely, you know, could have, you know, they could have job within 6 months, you know.
So if you've got a 6 month clause, don't sweat it. You can go ahead and put in your notice and you'll have a job before the 6 months
is
up. That's
not financial advice.
Yes, that is just me. That's just me as a recruiter in my experience. Like, and really though, 90 days versus 180 days, Chuck. I mean, I would think that if someone is on their way out, you probably don't want them there longer than 90 days. I mean, what benefit is that really going to be to your organization, right?
Well, so I've seen, you know, and this is, you know, probably what it does more than anything is it deters the hiring people from waiting 6 months, you know, a lot of times. And, you know, it's just, they're going to get rid of non-competes totally. I mean,
yeah,
you can just kind of follow it.
Well, I mean, non-competes, and also, really for the people that want the lifestyle opportunity, that they're making the same amount as everybody else in the group as the top dog producers, that's going away.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, with, you know, definitely, especially with the remote, no matter how it's packaged or how it's, you know, what it looks like. I mean, the remote jobs are really, you know, people that are doing lower volume are going to get paid less, and, you know, the people that are doing higher volume are going to get paid more, which has not really been exactly, you know, the radiology model for many years, but that's kind of, you know, where it's going. And I want to back up and say, Doug, you've done a really good job this week, man, talking to, you know, tons of groups, and, you know, it's really kind of, you know, there's people out there that are really actively recruiting and want the help recruiting. And then I don't know if it's just some people that the people that you've talked to, if they're not sure how to recruit or what's the situation, but, you know, they say they want somebody,
sure.
they go through all the motions, you know, we find somebody, and then, you know, it's like, constipation. I mean, it's just
for real. Like, I mean, it's one of those things. It's almost a bizarre thing to behold, because you will get a smoking candidate for an opportunity.
Somebody that they might not see again, somebody like that for 6 or 12 months.
Yeah. And then, so you've got this candidate that's interested in their opportunity. I mean, I would call them a hot candidate, strike while the iron's hot. And then they literally sit in the queue for, 10 days before anybody even emails or contacts them or anything.
And then they contact us back and say, hey, we'd like to look at that person. And it's like, well,
they're already in negotiations with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of, and I mean, we're not like happy about that. We'd love to, show everybody everything, but,
in the other side of that equation, like I know there's one particular group that we've worked with, and we've dealt with one of the leader physicians in the group. And
Doug, quit barking, but
man, those sound effects, man, you gotta love them. Hey, at least I'm not using the screeching cat sound effect on this podcast anymore. But, so we're dealing with this physician. He's a type A personality. He just wants to get to the point, but he defers the candidate and us as the recruiters who are building the relationship with the guy to, I'm trying to think of a tactful way to say it, a less than motivated staffer that doesn't call return calls, that is like, they are literally probably,
you talk to any doctor in the group, oh god, we're hemorrhaging, we definitely need people.
Sure. But man,
hey, we've got somebody, we'll call this person. Is that person a real person?
Yeah.
Are they even there?
So it makes you wonder, is this like this particular group? I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, we'll call this guy Fred. Hey Fred, I've left 5 voicemails for Fred because we have got an amazing remote radiologist, even an interventional radiologist that would consider an opportunity. And Fred's like, I feel like that we're offering $300,000 for them to come live in a town of 5,000 people out in rural.
Well, and we're not, this is all business. This is not personal or emotional to us.
Sure.
And so really the gist of it is we are, saying that if, that in this market, the candidates don't stick around very long.
They don't.
Talk to an IR guy. We've got him, presented to 3 places. Talked to him the same day, presented him to 3 places. Everybody's calling him. Next will be interviews. It's just, and pretty much unless, and these are all great jobs, and pretty much unless something just out of the ordinary comes up, I don't think anybody else is going to be able to, be able to sink their teeth into him.
Well, yeah, like the guy that I know, the guy that you're talking about in that instance, and I know that there were probably 4 more organizations that were interested in talking to that guy and interviewing him, but literally before 2 of those organizations contacted the guy, he already had 3 interviews set up just because, he knew what he was looking for. And I don't know exactly for each one of those organizations where the breakdown was in the process, but my challenge to you as an organization is, if your physicians, if your producers are saying that your organization is hungry, and if you're bleeding, if you need some help, then sometimes it's good to communicate to the people that are handling the search the urgency of the situation, because we want to be an asset to your organization. We definitely don't want to be a nuisance, and we don't want to call someone 873 times.
And I get it that, some of the people, they could, they want to do their own recruiting
sure.
They were hired to recruit. And so, we pop up and come up with a candidate that they've been looking for 6 months, and but they're gone at 5, we're here at 10 at night. And so, it's not rocket science. It's just kind of labor intensive, but
You say that, and some people might think we're joking. I literally had an interventional radiologist that had my cell phone number that called me like at 9:15 last night. I gave him your cell phone number because this candidate is aggressively seeking an opportunity because of his current situation. And you've already got him set up with something today that is it could be a potential fit for him. So we say all that to say not that we're amazing. We are amazing, and I guess if I'm going to toot our horn, we are very good at what we do. But one of the things that we offer as we work with people is we kind of consult and help people formulate a recruitment strategy that's going to produce results for their organization. And sometimes part of that strategy is making sure that you've got the right person at the right seat on the bus, especially when you're dealing with these producer type A personalities. You know, if you're wanting them to talk to Sally, who's a part-time receptionist, to get there, I mean, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of success with that. So, but that being said, Chuck, I know we've had some action on the recruiting front this week. Do you have any opportunities that you want to spotlight?
Well, specifically, no. I mean, I've got a number of new opportunities. Most of them IR. I have this week, like I was saying, you did a really good job, and you've gotten brought in quite a few searches, and so I spent a lot of time sourcing this week, and I've got some really good candidates that are actively looking, IR guys.
What about that smoking neuro guy?
Yeah, so we do have on a scale of 1 to 10, this guy is 11. He is a neuro interventional guy. He does IR also, wants to really be involved in the development of or progress of, the growing of a neuro interventional program, big town, little town, wherever,
can. But that guy's also willing to do everything.
Totally does everything.
He'll do MAMS. He'll
actually
do general.
Yeah. Wants to do general, then keep up the skills in MAMS, and, is willing to, travel. And, work, kind of wants 12 weeks vacation a year, but that's not hard to come by these days. And just high producer, just one of a kind, actually.
There's a guy that I am working with that's he is looking specifically in the Mid-Atlantic states, and he would, interventional guy, he's not limited to a specific percentage that he wants to do interventional. He'll do general as well, but top shelf candidate will be a great asset to any organization. And it doesn't matter if you're in the Mid-Atlantic, if you're in the Southeast, if you're in the Southwest, if you're in Texas, if you're in Nebraska, if you are in North Dakota, Washington State, if you have a search and you need a radiologist right now, the radiology market is so incredibly hot. But like Chuck said, it is definitely a candidate market. And I think that one of the things that we're doing is we're consulting with different organizations is helping them formulate competitive packages for people, because the folks that are still basing all of their numbers on data from 4 or 5 years ago are just not able. I mean, what are you seeing, like, with the different, especially now that everybody is starting to accept remote candidates?
I mean, just, there's even jobs out there that, a radiologist can, I had a guy told me the other day, he's got his job, what he's doing. He said he can get up at, 4:30 in the morning, sign in, read some cases, go back to bed at 6, sleep in as long as he wants and get up. And, if he wanted to read some more cases and, go hang out with the family. And, so it's sign in, read, sign out, and there's no schedule or anything. I mean, that sounds pretty good. I mean, we'll see. That sounds very new. I mean, that's, as far as for the day hours, but that's definitely going to be a, pay per read and all that. But, it's this gig economy we work in. People want to work some and,
sure,
get the money and then, go back and go do what they were doing, you know?
Yeah, the DoorDash of radiology.
Got to pay the bills.
So, yeah, and one of the things on the executive side of things, you know, is we're talking to different hospitals and different organizations, drumming up some opportunities for the CEOs that we have that are looking for gigs. We're finding out a lot about these hospitals, and it shocks me, Chuck. Like, I literally am talking to hospitals that are covering their radiology needs with locums, like long term. And that is such a bizarre concept for me. And the other thing that dealing with a lot of the radiology groups, you got these large mega groups that are always trying to lowball and undersell and get the contracts from these mid-sized radiology groups. And so one of the things that we have heard is, you know, hey, they'll use them for a service, like for Nighthawk or something like that. And then the next thing you know, there's competition for their contract. So it's a turbulent market.
Well, it's a rob Peter to pay Paul. They have to.
That's exactly right.
Continue to, you know, get new contracts and, you know, get new stipends from, you know, from the hospitals and to, you know, that kind of thing. You know, there's just new models that are going to be coming up. I mean, I'm sure of it. These hospitals, they want the IR done, you know, they want it done there. You know, they want the reads, but, you know, they don't really want to give the reads out to anybody that can't handle the IR. So everybody says, hey, we can handle the IR. And, you know, then, you know, come to find out they necessarily can't. I mean, that's probably the best option is a locums. I mean, we're actually working with a group that, you know, they're, you know, paying $4,000 a day, you know, and, you know, just if they could have somebody, they're, you know, scheduling, if they could just have somebody come in, you know, 2 days, maybe 3 days a week, then, you know, I mean, to do the basic IR and then maybe do some reads and stuff when the IR's not there. But, then, I mean, you can work 3 days a week and make, you know, $600,000.
Sure.
Get expenses paid, all that good stuff.
Well, you know, and so speaking of working 3 days a week, if you are looking for practice opportunities, I want to encourage you to look either one of us up on LinkedIn. We do a LinkedIn Live where we broadcast this and we talk about current radiology jobs, current issues. You can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, or there's a spot on the executive site where you can download copies of the podcast, which we will also stream on Facebook Live and LinkedIn Live. But connect with us on LinkedIn because we are always posting different opportunities and different candidates that we have. You can connect with Chuck Jeter or Doug Dayton. You can go to the Summit Physician and Executive Search page, and you can find both of our profiles there. And also want to encourage you to like and follow our pages on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. And these are all great platforms where you can hear about the latest news and jobs and opportunities and candidates in the local market. But we are thrilled and excited. We can come alongside your organization and we can help. And I don't want to make it sound like we're being negative towards people that are in-house recruiters, because we're not. We work with in-house recruiters all day long. We're just saying that.
No, we just would rather them, if they want to do it themselves, just tell us to take a hike. You know, we don't care.
Sure.
Our feelings aren't going to be hurt. You know, we just don't want to be told, hey, you know, yeah, we're looking, hey, man, you know, and they're not looking.
The cloak and the dagger stuff. I mean, there's just, if you need some help, it's not a negative thing. We can help you find candidates as quickly as possible. And are we saying that we have the golden goose and we can magically make candidates appear? Absolutely not. What we're saying is that you will have some folks that are aggressive and professional working on your specific search when you're working with us. So if you need a candidate, if your hospital is covering your radiology department with locums, if you are a candidate that is looking for another gig, then reach out to us. The number here at the office is 817-483-4300. You can talk to Chuck or myself, or you can speak to anybody that answers the phone, and they will get you pointed in the right direction. You can visit the medical recruiting site at hiresps.com or the executive site at summitxec.com. And my name is Doug. We've got Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter, here, and either one of us would be more than happy to help you execute your search in a professional, precise, and expedited manner. Thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast, and have a fantastic day.